Okay, so like, have you ever felt kind of weird about, this whole social media thing? Like, we've got hundreds of friends online, but then, like, ordering a coffee feels like climbing Mount Everest.
Totally. It's like we're all living in this weird paradox.
Exactly. And that's what today's deep dive is all about. We're jumping into The Age of Awkward by Ryan Windsor. It's like this super insightful but also hilarious look at how digital life is changing how we connect, or maybe disconnect is more like it.
This book is so on point. It's like holding up a funhouse mirror to our digital lives.
Right. It totally exaggerates all those little anxieties we've all felt about social interaction, especially in a world where everyone's obsessed with memes and like curating the perfect online persona.
Oh, absolutely. And the book just throws you right into the thick of it with our main character, Kai. Total gaming whiz, by the way, like strategic mastermind when it comes to online raids.
But ask them to make small talk at a party.
Total system meltdown. It's painful, but also so relatable.
Seriously. Have you ever felt that disconnect? Like you're confident online, but then offline, it's like.
Social awkwardness overload.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredibly common, actually. And what's brilliant about Kai's character is they embody that struggle so well. The book isn't saying technology is bad, but it definitely makes you stop and think about how it might be reshaping our social skills, you know?
Yeah, it's like we're all kind of figuring it out as we go. And things get really interesting when Kai's school decides to hold this mandatory in-person event.
No phones, no screens, just pure, unfiltered human interaction.
Talk about a nightmare scenario for someone like Kai.
Oh, totally. It's like throwing a fish out of water.
Yeah.
But it forces you to confront that question. What happens when we're stripped of our digital security blankets? The book really dives into that discomfort with unscripted social interaction that many people experience these days.
And to make matters even more awkward, Kai bumps into their online gaming buddy, Zara, at this event. Zara is like equally horrified by the whole real life interaction thing.
Oh, Zara is the best. She's like the embodiment of social anxiety, but in a lovable way.
Totally. And together, they form what becomes the Awkward Friends Club, or the AFK for short. But we'll get to the rest of the AFK crew in a bit.
Zara's character is so important because she shows us that we're not alone in those moments when we feel like the most awkward person in the room. Chances are, someone else is right there with us, feeling the exact same way. There's a real sense of comfort and connection that comes from shared experience, even if it's shared awkwardness.
It's like the book is saying, hey, it's okay to be awkward. We're all in this together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where the real fun begins. Because trust me, things are about to get a whole lot more awkward for Kai and Zara. So you've got Kai and Zara, our resident digital natives, thrown into this like social pressure cooker, but they don't stop there. Oh no.
Oh, this is where we meet the rest of the Awkward Friends Club,
You
right?
got it. We've got Nate, the meme lord. I mean, seriously, this guy communicates almost entirely through memes. It's amazing.
That's got to be tough in real life. Not everything translates into a meme.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? The book plays with that, the whole idea of digital language versus real-life communication.
And then there's Sophie. Is she the one who's like fluent in sarcasm?
Oh, yeah. Sophie's sarcasm. It's practically an art form. They're this totally mismatched crew, but like they just click, united by their shared awkwardness.
It's like the ultimate, it's okay to not be okay squad.
Exactly. And you know what? They become each other's support system. They navigate the ups and downs of social interaction together, or at least they try to.
Which leads to some pretty hilarious situations, am I right? The book talks about these social experiments they try.
Oh, yeah. They try to follow this like social survival guide written by this super extroverted character, Lucas.
Oh no, I can already imagine how that goes.
Let me tell you, Lucas is all about eye contact and firm handshakes. You know,
Yeah.
like the kind of guy who could strike up a conversation with a brick wall and somehow make a friend.
And the AFK is like, help, we need an app for that.
Basically, it's comedy gold because, you know, we've all been there, right? Like trying to follow those social scripts that just don't quite fit.
Oh, totally. Like when someone tells you to just be yourself at a job interview, easier said than done, right?
Exactly. But here's the thing, right? It's those messy, awkward moments that make us human. And the AFK, in their own way, they kind of figure that out.
Well, they try. Don't forget that disastrous group project. Talk about a recipe for
Oh
awkwardness.
my gosh, that group project. Okay, so imagine this. Forced collaboration in
Yep.
person with like actual talking involved.
And knowing the AFK, probably a healthy dose of memes and sarcastic commentary thrown in for good measure.
Exactly. It's chaos. But you know what? They somehow managed to pull it together.
I mean, they do have a whole book about their adventures, so I'm guessing they survived the group project.
Barely. But it's a good reminder that even when things are messy, even when we feel awkward, we can still find a way to connect, to collaborate. And sometimes those messy collaborations, they lead to the most creative results.
It's like that saying, teamwork makes the dream work, even if that teamwork involves a lot of awkward silences and accidental eye contact.
Right. And speaking of awkward silences, you are not going to believe what happens at the school dance.
Okay, hit me. What kind of social landmine did the AFK step on this time?
Picture this.
Yeah.
Awkward slow dancing, a misplaced phone recording, and suddenly Kai's dance moves are going viral.
No way. Viral, like internet famous viral.
Oh, yeah. And remember, this is Kai who, like, hides from their own reflection. The irony is not lost on them.
That's wild. So what happens? Do they become the next big dance craze?
It's more complicated than that. I mean, on the one hand, there's this weird validation that comes with online fame, right?
Oh, yeah, the whole likes and followers thing. That's got to be addictive.
Totally. But on the other hand, it's also incredibly overwhelming, especially for someone like Kai.
Especially for someone who values their privacy, which I think is a good thing for us all to think about a little more these days.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the whole fame is fleeting aspect of it all. It's a roller coaster.
And roller coasters are fun, but sometimes you just want to get off the ride, you know?
Exactly. But, you know, through all the ups and downs, the AFK, they stick together. They learn to navigate the good, the bad, and the downright awkward parts of life, both online and off.
And they teach us a thing or two along the way. Like, maybe, just maybe, being awkward isn't such a bad thing after all. Okay, so they've survived viral dance crazes, the perils of group projects, and even Lucas's attempts to make them, well, less awkward. But the age of awkward doesn't just, like, end with graduation, right? It takes this kind of crazy leap into the future.
It does. And it's like, whoa, buckle up, readers. Things are about to get really interesting. The epilogue jumps ahead.
Yeah.
And it gives us this glimpse into a world where all those little anxieties we've been talking about, those social awkwardness landmines, they've basically become the norm.
So it's like future humans have achieved peak awkwardness.
Pretty much. The book paints this picture of a world where people are so plugged in, so reliant on digital communication, that their real-life social skills have kind of, like, atrophied.
You mean, like, they've forgotten how to make eye contact or strike up a conversation without using emojis?
Exactly. It's almost like they've lost the ability to interpret those subtle social cues we take for granted, you know? Facial expressions, body language, the whole shebang.
Okay. That's kind of scary, but also, like, strangely fascinating. Like, could that really happen? Could we really forget how to be human?
Well, the book doesn't offer any easy answers, but it definitely makes you think, like, what if this is just evolution, right? Communication methods change over time. What we consider normal social interaction now would have seemed totally bizarre a century ago. So who's to say what the future holds?
True. It's not like people were sending telegrams with emojis back in the day.
Right. And the book makes you wonder, if we're not careful, if we become too reliant on these digital crutches, are we losing something essential, something human?
So it's not just about being awkward. It's about losing the ability to connect on a deeper level.
In a way, yes. But, you know, the book doesn't end on a totally bleak note. It also suggests that maybe, just maybe, this new awkwardness, this rawness of human interaction could actually lead to something positive.
Okay, I'm listening. How do you get to positive from we've forgotten how to function in real life?
Well, think about it this way. By stripping away all those perfectly curated online personas, those carefully constructed digital identities, we're forced to confront each other and ourselves in a more authentic way. There's a vulnerability there, an awkward honesty that could ultimately lead to more genuine connections.
So it's like we're all awkward in our own way, but maybe that's okay. Maybe that's what makes us human.
Exactly. And, you know, that's something that the AFK, even with all their awkwardness, they figured that out.
They found their people, embraced their quirks, and learned to navigate the world both online and off together.
Right. And I think that's a really powerful message, especially for anyone who's ever felt like they don't quite fit in. You're not alone. There are other awkward souls out there. And you know what? They might just become your people.
So what's the takeaway here? Put down our phones, go outside, and risk a little awkwardness.
It couldn't hurt, right? Small steps. Maybe start by making eye contact with the barista next time you order your latte. You never know. It could lead to an unexpectedly awesome conversation. Or, you know, at least you practiced your eye contact skills.
Baby steps to a less awkward future. I like it. Well, there you have it, folks. The age of awkward. a deep dive into the weird, hilarious, and sometimes cringe-worthy world of social interaction in the digital age.
It's a reminder that it's okay to be ourselves, even if ourselves is a little awkward sometimes. In fact, that awkwardness might just be our superpower.
And that's a wrap on this deep dive. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, embrace the awkward.